Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Pastor Tyrell Bramwell, and this is Community Comment. In an address for Transgender Day of Visibility, which is observed on March 31st, along with National Crayon Day and Manatee Appreciation Day, President Joe Biden said the following: "To everyone celebrating Transgender Day of Visibility, I want you to know that your president sees you for who you are, made in the image of God, and deserving of dignity, respect, and support." Now, when people bring God into the conversation, they have my attention. President Biden referenced Genesis 1:27, which is part of the biblical creation account, and says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." There's a lot going on in this verse that the Biden administration would do well to stay away from if they want to continue to progress their goals. Just acknowledging the existence of God will get them in hot water with many of their secular humanist supporters. And then to reference a Bible verse that uses the masculine pronoun to describe not only God, but all of humanity? Tisk tisk. That's not woke, Mr. President. And how about the last part of the verse? Male and female, he created them. Within mankind, there are two genders. If we want to bring God into the conversation and talk about being made in his image, we must acknowledge how he made us. Male and female. Binary. Male and female, he created them. Maybe someone ought to tell the president's speechwriters that creation in the image of God doesn't support transgenderism. One might also let them know they're right. Mankind was made in the image of God. But something happened to that image. It was marred, skewed, distorted. Sin disfigured God's created image. Gender dysphoria is just one example of how the image of God has been mutilated among us. Mental illness is evidence that we live in a broken world. It is evidence that we need help, someone, Jesus, to restore God's image to its original condition, to fix what we've destroyed. When a person is sick, he needs medicine. Jesus procured that medicine on his cross and distributes it through his word and sacrament in his church, his hospital, for sick sinners who want to be healed. To pretend the sick person is healthy and to let their sickness spread to others, well, that's just cruel, hateful even. Children love crayons, manatees are fascinating, and it is a visible reality that men and women suffer from transgenderism. But unlike crayons and manatees, transgenderism is not something to be celebrated or appreciated. Doing so is nothing less than celebrating and appreciating the fact that mankind disfigured God's image and is, as a result, suffering. I'm Pastor Tyrell Bramwell, and this has been Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.